AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump plans to use his key address tomorrow at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, to try to convince Americans he can make housing more affordable. Greenland is expected to be another headline. Trump has threatened a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from 8 nations that oppose his bid to acquire Greenland. Speaking in Davos, Danish Minister for Economic Affairs Stephanie Lose says tariffs could hurt multiple economies.
Under no circumstances should more tariffs be the way forward. Having said that, then it's obvious that more tariffs will hurt both the European economy and the American economy. And the threats that we are facing right now towards both the Kingdom of Denmark and also the side effects for the European economy, the transatlantic relationship, taking that into account, of course, we shouldn't rule out any answers from the European community to the situation that we are facing.
Meanwhile, Trump has tied his stance on Greenland to not getting the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In a weekend text exchange with Norway's prime minister, President Trump said after not winning last year's Nobel Peace Prize, he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace. Trump has principally cited national security for his desire to take control of Greenland, and the White House has not ruled out using force. European countries have sent troops to the Arctic region in recent days, and Swedish Defense Minister Paul Jonsson says they're now looking at setting up a more permanent military presence.
Right now, we're doing what was called a reconnaissance tour in order to identify what kind of needs there are when it comes to infrastructure and exercises and so forth. And I think this is could be a way forward.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. An explosion in Kabul has killed at least 7 people and injured many more. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an explosion at a Chinese restaurant in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 7 people, including a Chinese national. The militant group had said in a statement late Monday that a suicide bomber had entered the premises frequented by Chinese nationals in the city and detonated an explosive vest during a gathering. The group had said 25 people were killed or wounded in the attack, including Taliban guards. The details, though, couldn't be independently verified. The IS claim corresponds in style to previous ones issued by the group, and it included a further threat against Chinese nationals in Afghanistan, linking the attack to China's treatment of Uyghur Muslims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.